The federal TRIO education program helps disadvantaged students by offering academic and emotional support as they apply for and then make their way through college. President Trump wanted to cut some of the program's budget before Congress was able to include the funding in its spending bill earlier this year. About 7,000 students in Vermont use the program, and VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has the story about one student who, thanks to the TRIO program, just graduated from Vermont Technical College in Randolph.
Cara Polito moved up to Vermont when she was around 12. She left Long Island, New York, with her mom, and it was the start of a tough time in her life.
It was like New York, Chester, Florida. We moved once in Florida, so a different town in Florida, back to Setauket in New York, and then to Woodstock, Vermont. And then we kind of just like made our way down Route 4. We've moved to Taftsville. We lived there for a couple of years.
It wasn't easy being the new girl in middle school and high school, especially when things at home weren't great. Polito ended up in the foster care system for about a year.
It was tough. It was definitely like, why is this happening to me? I can't handle this. Like, what am I supposed to do with myself?
After high school, Polito got into the veterinary program at Vermont Technical College. She says living on campus made her realize that she didn't have the support at home that some of the other students had.
I did not enjoy being at school and the other students being like, oh, I'm so excited to go home over vacation and like sleep in my own bed and use my own shower. And like, I honestly, that stuff, it made me cry at the end of the day. I was like, this sucks. I want my own shower. Like, I just want to take a bath.
At Vermont Tech, Polito found out that she qualified for the TRIO Education Support Program, a federal program that serves low-income, disabled, and first-generation college students. TRIO has a mentor service that helped Polito find a dairy farmer to work with, and she ended up winning an essay contest through the program that came with a cash prize. And she says the support helped her through some challenging times.
I'm trying to imagine going to school without TRIO. I think I would have dropped out, not quite sure at what point, but there were definitely two periods that I would have stopped. Just to have someone there to tell you it's going to be okay, you can get through this, is really important.
There are 13 TRIO programs across Vermont, and Susan Poland works in the office at Vermont Tech. Poland says the federal program helps students like Polito navigate the bureaucracy, track down a tutor, or just find a place to talk.
When they get here, sometimes it's more social, that they just don't know that they're going to fit in. You know, so there's that, we call it kind of the soft skills and the emotional support that some students need, as well as then the academic support so that they are successful.
Polito was successful, and she graduated last week from Vermont Tech. In a few weeks, she'll load her stuff and her two dogs into a car she just bought and head toward Purdue University in Indiana, where she has a job in the ag department assisting vets who are caring for cows on the farm. Purdue is one of the premier ag colleges in the country, and Polito's setting out on her own into the unknown. There's not much holding her back here on the East Coast.
I'm just really ready for whatever life throws at me because I know all the hard things make me stronger. If everything was easy, then I would just keep going with that flow. But if I have to go through hard times, then I have no choice but to keep pushing myself. And it's like, well, I went through that and I survived, so what next can I accomplish?
One of her jobs at Purdue will be helping young vet students find their way around. She'll be a leader, and she says she's pretty sure she's ready for that. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Randolph.